Blog Talk Radio.
The Dr. Trevisha Williams Show.
A survey shows that back to school shopping 2020 is anticipated to be record breaking expensive. But that's not all that's costly. There's a big gap in students' learning experience, and it's not all about if students are attending school online or in person. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Trevisha Williams, host of the Strong Lives series, during which I continue to talk about what matters most in the personal, family, and work lives of Americans. Today, I will delve into the back-to-school issues that is so crucial, even the U.S. Department of Labor has gotten involved. Some 73% of employers say that this is as important as hard skills, yet 77% of students expressed that they do not feel prepared. Listen and learn what's missing in adolescents' educational experience and why it matters now more than ever. With parents and teachers caught in the line of political firestorms and the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, as well as many others, facing backlash for insisting on schools reopening at full stream despite the pandemic, the 2020 back-to-school year is tension-tightening abnormal. The host of uncertainties fueled by COVID-19 has pressured school leaders and parents in unprecedented ways as they consider when and how to successfully and safely reopen schools. In addition to the dilemmas, research shows that 77% of students won't have what they need to land a job or do well in college, whether your student is homeschooling or attending class in person. And while many school districts, like the Plano ISD School District in Texas, are adding structure to students' virtual learning experience by making it mandatory that students log into class on time and with the proper attire, they are still not getting essentials to prepare them for the job market, college, or life situations. So what are they missing? Even with the most robust in-person or online curriculum, students won't learn critical soft skills through their school. And according to the same survey, 73% of employers said that it was somewhat or very difficult to find candidates who met their hiring criteria. Criteria such as effective listening skills, communication, and critical thinking were within the 70 percentile range of importance to landing the job. Now, I know that as parents, you're concerned about the safety and health of your children while you work. You're also concerned about them getting a quality education. And as a former educator in two of Texas exemplary school districts, and the mother of a daughter who taught school for 7 years, I know firsthand how essential soft skills are for not only getting a job, but to succeed in college and to navigate the waters of life. And so with the very real COVID-19 roller coaster ride that everyone is on and pressures to return to school in person, your concerns as a parent are compounded by the need to ensure that your student's readiness for life beyond school is intact. Unlike soft skills, which include communication, listening, critical thinking, problem solving, empathy, and more, hard skills are associated with the familiar classes in school, such as math, reading, and science. Critical thinking is one of the most valuable abilities one can have for life and work success. And effective thinking helps students understand themselves, others, and the environment in which they live or work if they're old enough to do so. Students who have cross-transferable traits like creative problem solving are shown to be more likely to successfully transfer from school to a job or college. Communication is the cornerstone of soft skills. The ability to communicate with impact is essential in virtually all settings. Yeah, I recall when I have facilitated corporate training about effective communication in the workplace, I always taught it not only as a critical skill, but as an art. You see, on the job, more productivity is lost to ineffective communication than anything else. And in the context of personal and family life, communication is essential to maintaining healthy relationships. I will never forget a time during one of my I love you, but I can't stand you right now seminars. It's a healthy mother-daughter relationship seminar that I love to facilitate, when a tween girl came to me afterwards and asked how to talk to her mother about when she could wear heels. And I can think of countless stories like that, wherein either a mother or daughter approached me about something that was concerning them and just simply how to communicate that concern. Countless moms and their tween and teen daughters have attended my seminars to learn how to thrive during those challenging stages of their relationship. And I always started the seminars with effective communication because it is the key to making it work. Soft skills that teens need for life's readiness. While many schools are scheduled to start the 2020 school term virtually, and others will offer a combination of face-to-face as well as partial or half-day options, uncertainty and the absence of physical classroom instructions will lead to Swiss cheese-type learning experiences. The holes in your students' studies necessitate considerations beyond their school's curriculum. Educational and COVID-19 ensued gaps in both learning as well as readiness for life after school can be addressed by taking the following steps. Number one, enhance your students' education. Hindsight shows us that the initial post-COVID-19 virtual educational experience is no match for face-to-face learning. Without intentionally including them in lesson plans, human soft skills are lost during instruction, which leaves gaps in students' education. Many educators have to attend special training about ways to incorporate soft skills like team building into their lessons. Even so, they fall short more often than not due to time constraints and the school district's limitations on content. The best way to overcome this learning gap is to supplement your students' education with external educational opportunities like the ones that are offered at stronglivestoday.com. Number two, help your student manage change. In addition to the important soft skills that I've discussed, effectively dealing with change is another critical skill for life. Change is a continuous process that interrupts or disrupts the conditions of life, leading to a new way of thinking and behaving. Change always presents the challenge of beginning something new, ceasing old ways, reducing something, or adding to it. And I can think of no better relevant example of change than COVID-19. You can help your student learn ways to deal with change by inquiring about back to school and other concerns that they have and assist them in developing a plan to address any obstacles. And the third tip is to create an atmosphere for learning. Virtual learning has its obvious pros and cons. Unlike an in-person classroom, most spaces at home are not the best setting for learning. However, with a bit of attention to a designated area, an ideal space can be created for homeschooling, or just the days that your student will be at home instead of school if you have chosen a hybrid type of educational experience for your child. The most important factors for educational success at home are good lighting, low noise levels, a functional desk, and seating could be a flexible balance ball, and isolation. You can get all kinds of wonderful ideas about ways to create a perfect study environment online. The COVID-19 roller coaster continues to present ongoing changes and challenges in the way that we think and get things done, including parenting. From what I've seen in my Strong Lives coaching and the masterclasses that I facilitate, the better prepared that you are to deal with uncertainty, the easier it will be to adapt to new normals and thrive. Preparation begins with plans, and planning is within reach. So fill those missing gaps in your students' education through educational opportunities, again at stronglivestoday.com. Students, teachers, and parents can begin the back-to-school season feeling empowered to ensure that teens have a quality learning experience despite the COVID-19 pandemic and the flu season, during which it is expected to be more severe. As a Strong Lives Empowerment coach, speaker, author, and human behavior expert, I'm passionate about empowering you to live stronger lives. Thank you for listening to today's show, and remember that you can't help what you were born into, but you can certainly help what you create. Stay safe and healthy out there, and until next time, goodbye, everybody.